Why do you need humility to learn anything? Skills, habits, anything. Learning is humbling. Especially humbling is learning about yourself, and learning about your need to change. You have a precious eye. Whether you believe it or not, whether you know it or not, the precious eye is in every single person. And your precious eye wants to have and retain the self-image unchanged, the self-image that says you know everything. That you are the center of the universe. You are special. And it wants to keep the self-image where it is superior. Where you are, therefore, okay. It considers anything and everything less than that not okay, and it fights it. It is easier to see it on others than on yourself. Every learning means, logically, that you didn't know something. For example, you don't know and therefore you can't tell if your cells are dehydrated or not. You can't tell if you have DNA capacities on or off. Or that you think yourself smarter than you are. You didn't know you had narrow cone of vision. You didn't know that you were all about yourself. You don't know, who cares? You have never made any moves to learn it, find out, research. You really don't care that you don't know. But when someone else says that you don't know something, it is bruising, offensive, and insulting to your precious eye. You may call yourself names. You may call some family member names. But when someone else says that same thing, you are ready to kill them. That is the precious eye that wants to kill them, not you. You are not your precious eye. You have the precious eye. But if you think you are that precious eye, then you'll react. Depending on the personality of the individual, depending on your personality, on your soul correction, depending on the number of predatory genes you have active in your DNA, your precious eye will react and the reaction will be highly predictable. Large variations in reaction. My personality is to retreat. Retreat and lick my wounds. To examine what happened. To write an article about it, and get over it. Get over it as fast as I possibly can. And to glean as many insights from it as I can get. That is my Jewish personality. Learn from mistakes. Nor by making rules. No. By really seeing what happened. Bringing awareness to it. And taking responsibility for it. Fully. I am not here to fight. I don't like animosity. I am more on the sheep side. My before adjustment predatory genes count showed, zero. So I had none of those genes active. Another person with a high predatory genes count may argue, bite, mock, and want to reduce you to nothing. Whether they do it publicly or not will be also part of their nature. There are probably countless variations. Learning is humbling, because learning says, you didn't know. And for many people the idea that they don't know something is offensive. The precious eye prides itself in knowing everything it needs to know. And if and when it finds out that you didn't know something, it says, oh, blah blah blah. And now it really knows everything. Lol. I have students that are exactly like that. They even say the word ooh. Whatever. In the pie chart of all knowledge, when people are asked, they tell you they know only a little bit. Some say a dot size on the chart, others say only about a slice size in a pizza size pie. Manufactured humility, either way. You may not know everything, but you definitely know more than the next person, says the precious eye. When we are slicing up the pie, get to the 99%, the yellow in the illustration, people look at me funny. That yellow is the part of all knowledge that you don't know that you don't know. Some of it is also the things you think you know, but you don't. And also the things you know that are just aren't true. So, if you look carefully, I am in the offending your precious eye business. Your soul correction exerts itself strongest and clearest to me when it comes to knowledge. My soul correction is forget thyself. And its relationship to knowledge is doubt. My precious eye is going to test it, anything and everything, before it accepts it as a fact. And then I'll retest it every time it comes up. My precious eye has no willingness to think that because it was true the last time, it is still true. Silent partner, it is near impossible to influence / teach this soul correction. Their precious eye will pretend to take the new knowledge, but will not change, will not bend. It is too invested in only taking its own counsel. Revealing the dark side will humor you, will compliment you, but will not take the new learning. Circuitry will not be willing to learn and change. They prefer assigning blame. Instead, too previously impossible for me to influence soul corrections respond well to threats. To the threat of loss. Finish what you start. Sharing the flame. They don't want to lose and they don't want to have to change. They want to be accepted exactly the way they are. I had a period in my life exactly like this, so this is not reserved for these soul corrections, but success and fulfillment eludes them. So they are willing to look at changing. They honestly want to live a better life. As opposed to the members of the near impossible to teach soul corrections above. So eventually they will come around, and will allow some learning, just enough so they can get a little more of what they want, and a little less of what they don't want in their lives. Changing, is the hardest for the memory soul correction. Memories live all of their lives in the mind. In Plato's cave, and their relationship with reality is largely non-existent. But unfortunately you can only change in reality. An imaginary change is not a change. But you can only get imaginary changes if you change anything in the cave. To the degree the memories person can come out of the cave, to the same degree they can change. One of the issues with the memories person is their tendency to listen from the cave, and to immediately evaluate what they hear. I happen to be jumpy, thinking I know what the other person is saying before they fully say it. It has caused me a lot of grief over the years. It is hard to rein in. Memories people are jumpy but about 1,000 times more than me, a forget thyself person. And they stop hearing what you say once they jumped. And they are not aware that they did that. They are left with what they heard. And their judgment of it. Why? Because awareness is in reality, and they are never there. I am glad I am not a memories person. What can I do for a memories person? Not much, says Source through muscle testing. Only they can. If they are willing. Will they? Hell knows. One of the incurable soul corrections, for me, has been finish what you start. The name of the soul correction is misleading, because the essence of the soul correction is something that I just learned from an active playground participant. It is an unwillingness to accept that the rules of reality are different from the rules of the individual. That the whole is superior to the part, meaning, humanity is bigger and has more right to dictate how things are, how things should be, than the individual. That your personal reality had better match overall reality, or else you'll be miserable. Or you will be banged up. You will suffer, will have a life of pain and irrelevance. Or maybe even ignominy, which means great public shame, disgrace, or embarrassment. The finish what you start person, it seems, wants the world to go the way they think the world should go. And they have zero tolerance, zero room for the world to go any different. When looked deeper, every single person wants the world go the way they want the world to go. But only a few soul corrections will rigidly insist. And harm themselves. The rest. Maybe. Will learn as they go along. Of course, the world goes the way the world goes. In a world that goes the way the world goes. A person with their own rules is ridiculous, always out of step, always putting their foot in their mouth. And if the finish what you start person is your teacher, you are shit out of luck. They will teach you things that doesn't work in real life, while they are sure it should. Should is the operative word of the finish what you start, and the out of step person, whatever their soul correction. Should and shouldn't. Soul correction is a particular distortion of the view of self and reality. A distortion that makes the person not fit in. A distortion that makes one not to fall in step with reality. Not be able to be their best. Not be able to enjoy life the way life can be enjoyed. Of course soul, and self, and reincarnation, and karma were all invented by people to help them make sense of life, and the invisible 99% reality. The history of humanity is the history of discovering reality. A probably endless process. And that it is endless, makes most people quit before they start. You can only go, you are only willing to go for a height you can see. But chances are you can't see anything above the height of your eyebrows. About an inch, or 3 centimeters above your eye level, is not inspiring enough. So you spend your whole life on the same level. But if you are not growing, you are shrinking. So instead of staying on the same level, in fact, you are going lower and lower. You never ever explore your large brain, your brain that is totally built for the task of living, growing, a life worth living. You use your brain for trudging, for the pedestrian life you live. The pedestrian life that you try to make more interesting by buying stuff. By being interested in esoteric stuff, or fun. Okay, I could make this article a whole book. I just had a conversation with my Sunday call partner, Mike. It is a call some of you would benefit from listening to. Even though I curse in it like a sailor. You will see yourself in Mike. And you will see what is blocking you, what is preventing you from becoming all you can become. And you'll also hear about some students of mine who are an exception. That you could learn from. Now, is it useful for you to be confronted by the unattractive reality about yourself? Here is the most important thing I learned about the human brain. It won't let you hear what you are not ready to hear. Why? The brain is organized as a system that will not allow itself to fall apart. If you take it to the edge, it can reorganize itself on a higher level. This is a natural law. One of the laws of thermodynamics. This is what has happened to my brain several times. The incident I write about happened in 2003. And it was just the first. P.S. For someone who has the distinction reality, it is very clear where you live. Where you locate yourself when you read, when you listen, when you speak. And unless you are in reality, you only hear what you have already known. I.e. what is stored in the mind. The 1%. Not an ounce more.